1-800-955-5567 is the number. Waiting on John C. McGinley to check in with us. He plays Mr. Mansfield, the critical boss on the TBS sitcom Ground Floor. The show is in its second season. It airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. And he's at John C. McGinley on Twitter. And here he is on the phone. Hello, John.
John.
Hi, Frank.
Good morning.
Good to talk to you, man. Congratulations on the show.
Yeah, thanks. This is about as good as it gets, to tell you the truth.
Seriously.
I love listening to you guys. I listen to you guys when I'm driving into work all the time. I am I'm a radio junkie, and I love listening to you guys, so it's kind of fun to be on with you.
Well,
thank you.
Next time, stop in and hang out with us live in the studio when you get a chance.
Well, you know, when you guys do this live, every time you come back from a commercial break, Ground Floor is also shot live every Tuesday night. We shoot it over at Warner Brothers over in Burbank, and just like, I don't know, it's born out of Friends and Cheers and All in the Family. And
yeah.
I mean, it's thrilling doing something live. It's just totally different. And I think the lens and or, in your case, the microphone picks that up. It's not...
I agree.
There's not, excuse me, sir, can I have another? That's what we're doing.
Yeah, Ground Floor reunites you with the creator, Bill Lawrence from Scrubs, and your character, Dr. Cox, and now your character, Mr. Mansfield. How close are they in relation? Would they be brothers or cousins?
No, I mean, Cox, look, they're both authority figures.
Yes,
and right.
So the similarities stop there. Cox was this miserable alcoholic who married the same woman twice. He was a great surgeon. He hated himself and hated everybody around him and was just tortured by breathing. And so Mansfield is this delightful guy who has been very successful, has a wife and two daughters he adores. And the missing link is he doesn't have a son, and so he kind of kidnaps Skylar Astin, and so the differences are pretty profound. And I wanted them to be different, so I didn't get bored.
Well, that's good to know, because back when you were on Scrubs, I saw you once at a Coco's, I think on Las Virginas. And you were eating breakfast, and you were reading the paper and having some coffee, but I was like, oh, my God, there's Dr. Cox.
He didn't go
but
up
I'm like,
say
I can't
anything.
Go say hi because he's going to crucify me. But now knowing that you're this nice guy on Ground Floor, I'm like, hey, next time I see you at Coco's, I'll come up and say hello.
Why wouldn't you? I'm paying the bills here, man.
So do you have a pick for the Super Bowl?
I would say, and this is sacrilege for a New Yorker, but I would say New England's going to win 28-24.
28-24, so it's going to be close. It's going to be a good game. And
yeah, I mean, Vegas has got them pick 'em, so either way, it's going to be close.
John, that's interesting that you said that. Frank played a – didn't you play a Madden clip earlier where they did the predictions and it was 28-24 Patriots?
Yeah.
Did they do the Madden simulation already?
Yeah, and that was the exact score. You picked it, 28-24, according to Madden.
They get it right, Omar. I think they get it right every year. What are they? They've been doing it 11 years. I think they're like 8-3 or something.
My God, you know everything.
That's true.
That's exactly right. Once again,
I have more clutter between my ears than any person should have.
Now, you say you're from New York. So as far as like the blizzard out there, everything going on right now.
All my brothers and sisters are back. That it was a non-event. It's
really
out towards Long Island and went up to Boston, and nobody cares.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to drive on the streets. Everybody's batting down the hatches. It's going to be 24 inches.
Between 3 and 4 feet. Good God.
Well, they did get 40. They could get up to, 42 inches of snow or something in Worcester, Mass. That we're talking about.
That's where Holy Cross is. I don't miss it.
No. I know. Once you leave a cold environment like that, because Heidi and I are both from Indiana, so we grew up with some harsh winters. But now you go back to visit, and it's a little bit chilly, and you're like, how did I live here?
And they're like, look at you, California. You can't handle it.
Hollywood.
Right.
I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I can't handle it.
John C. McGinley on the phone with us.
And I turn to him and go, you probably can't handle the sunshine and the surf, so it's okay.
Yeah, it says here that you're a big stand-up paddle surfer.
Yeah, we had a bump blowing here the last couple of days, but it got a little blown out. But yeah, we're out here, and why wouldn't you be?
Well, I mean, honestly,
Sharks.
Far as like learning how to do that, is there a learning curve? I mean, is it pretty bad?
Yeah, here's the only problem with surfing. The learning curve's a little tricky, in as much as when you're hitting a ball around playing tennis or if you're bowling, if you make a mistake, there's really no consequence. It goes in the alley or it goes out of bounds. In surfing, you're in the ocean, and the ocean obviously is the biggest, most powerful thing you'll ever encounter in your life,
right,
in person, next to gravity. And when you make a mistake in the ocean, there can be a consequence. You can you can hit a rock, or you can take the board in your mouth. Some things can go wrong, and your mistake could be costly. And so, but it's probably not going to be. And so I think that that's very off-putting for a lot of adults who aren't in the mood to learn something new. A lot of us don't want to learn new things once we're at a certain age.
Well, what are you learning right now? What new thing are you trying?
Let's see. I'm trying to navigate getting kids from pottery to gymnastics to dance.
On a schedule, keeping everybody on time, right. That would be tough.
And so that's what I'm navigating right now.
John C. McGinley on the phone with us. He plays Mr. Mansfield, the critical boss on the TBS sitcom Ground Floor. The show is in its second season and airs Tuesdays at 10 p.m. And you can follow him.
The show is unfreaking believable.
It is so a good show, man.
I saw it in Post about a month ago, and it's just fantastic. I'm sorry, but it is.
Congratulations, and if you ever do get a chance to come by and hang out with us in the studio,
yeah,
the door's
great.
Open for you.
Once I get off here, probably if I'm driving over to gymnastics with the girls, I'll probably have you guys on.
Yeah, definitely. All right.
Love it.
Take care, John. Good luck with everything. We're going to take a quick look at traffic and come right back. We're Heidi and Frank. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these and to get the entire Heidi and Frank show. Go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.